Good morning. That's a little better. Okay. It is 9:18 a.m. on Sunday, May the 1st, 2022. I was having a little bit of trouble with the microphone. It didn't seem to want to register the external mic. So it is Sunday morning. It's kind of a... clearing up nicely. When I got up this morning, it was like completely gray and nasty, overcast looking. I hoped it was going to rain, but it didn't. We really need the water. So the new shoes are getting broken in, slowly. I'm expecting today to be a low-key day. I spent some time with the back office cat already this morning. And now he still doesn't have the run of the house. Should, but he doesn't. But I did spend part of yesterday with the cat purring on my lap, so that was really kind of cool. That was a step up from a cat clawing at my legs and chewing on my hands. We also had somebody come to the house and ring the doorbell. And I went out, and it was an older woman. She said how she and her husband had lived in the neighborhood for 40 years and blah, blah, blah. But she noticed the yellow bucket sitting in my garage door. It's a kitty litter for a tidy cat. And I use it for deliveries. So I put the box out in front of the garage door so that delivery people could just come up the driveway. Whatever they're delivering, they can deliver it on the box. It works particularly well with pizza. When they actually read the instructions, but I've got Panera trained too. So she started with this, well, I saw the bottle, I saw the bucket, I saw the tidy cats, and I have some kitty litter that my cats don't like. Would you like to have it? And she goes to the back of her car, she wasn't drunk, and pulls out two of these big jerry cans of tidy cat kitty litter. She says, my cat prefers a different brand. And so I saw that you have it, and I thought, well, it would be a good home for it rather than having it just sit around and go to waste. So would you like it? And I said, sure. She introduced herself. I introduced myself. I'm not exactly sure. It was absolutely surreal. Here's $10 worth of kitty litter. Thank you. I'll take it. We'll use it. We have cats who need kitty litter regularly. It's not the kitty litter. It's not the Fuller's Earth gray clay, beige clay kitty litter. It's artificially formulated. I'm not exactly sure what it's made of. Probably something carcinogenic. Because apparently everything is carcinogenic, but I digress. It's an interesting rock. It's broken in half. It's the outside edge has a brown, almost oxidized coating on it. The inside is white and sparkly and very granular. Almost looks like a geode. Anyway. This guy's... Oh, it's an apple tree. It's a crab apple, flowering crab. Starting to flower. It's pretty. It's a purple one. It's a pink-red one, whatever you want to call it. Kind of a chilly morning. The wind wasn't blowing when I started. It's picked up since I've been out. Chilly wind. Not to be confused with the chilly wind you get on Taco Tuesday, but you spell that with two I's and no Y. It's not exactly a quiet day in the neighborhood. What's this? It's a guy tumor. Sanding his deck, apparently. But the neighbors love him. Although it is after 9 o'clock. It was not a great night's sleep. It was pretty solid when I went to sleep. I'm reading, I didn't mention it yesterday, but I don't think. I'm reading Michael Chatfield's 10 Realms. I'm in a book, I don't know, 4 maybe. It's really engaging. It is really engaging. It's a cultivation novel. A lot like, what was the name of that? Shoot, I can't remember. This one mixes cultivation and RPG stats together. So it's kind of crunchy. It's got a lot of, I don't know, a lot. It has a few stat charts in it. It's really interesting. I really am intrigued by the world building. It's another one where the NPCs, in this case, aren't really NPCs. They're actually an adventurer, the same as him, just not from Earth. They were him. Eric and Rugrat. They were taken from Earth and transplanted. There's a lot of Asian names, Chinese names. There's a lot of English names. There's a lot of names, Anglo-Saxon names. Not English necessarily, but Western names, I guess that's what I'm for. So there are, you know, people with French names, people with Scottish names. And almost none of them came from Earth. Apparently, this is a different plane of existence. I don't know exactly how this all works. It doesn't really matter after the story. Once you accept the fact that they're in the Ten Realms. They have now run into another group of people who were transplanted from Earth. And that's interesting. But there are millions and millions of people in this Ten Realms. And the odds of running into another Earth person is pretty remote. Going past the assisted living place. They've got some trees planted here. They look really nice. There's some fir trees tucked in around. There's some understory, barberry? Can't really tell. But there's some flowering crabs. There's some regular deciduous trees planted in. Looks really good. Coming up on a Get Right Side with Me. Come on, post. Sorry, that one snuck up on me. I was busy looking at the plantings. We've pretty much stripped all of the foundation plantings away from our house. And at some point, I'm going to need to get a landscaper in to fix that. But nothing's going to happen until we figure out what's up with me. I think probably most of you know that I am sick. And I think as of last week, I think the diagnosis phase has come to an end. And tomorrow, Monday, we start the treatment and prognosis stage. So we'll see how that goes. So I need to get my butt moving tomorrow morning because I got a morning appointment. Got a doctor's appointment early morning. Well, it's not early morning, it's like 10:30. And with any luck at all, they'll read the tea leaves and check the various omens to see what might happen with me in the near and future. Near term and future term. Morning. Lady with the two black labs. So, World of Warships. I finished the public test, and I should be getting a whole big pile of community credits, which would be cool. And right at the moment, I got so many combat missions running, I don't even know. So I'm making progress. I'm being less fumble fingery, which is a good thing. But there's stuff that happens in the game that I do not understand. And it's actually coming from players. It's like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? There are canned communications. So there's a thank you and a Wilco and attention to this particular spot. One of them is, I need assistance. And the reason that they're canned is that you get to pick what language they're in. So you're not really limited to playing in English. You can play in your own language. And as long as people use the canned responses, you'll see them in your language, so you'll know what's going on. I can read them. It's in my language, but I still have no idea what the hell is going on. So the one that had me completely, completely foxed yesterday was... call for assistance. And it's a really irritating voice. Teammates, I need your assistance. And I'm like, okay, what do you need? Teammates, I need your assistance. And I'm looking and on the map, on the little mini map. He's way over on the other side of the map. Way back in a corner. He's got six other ships around him on our team. And he's calling for assistance. It's like, what the hell do you need? Most of the team is over there. The three of us on this side are getting butchered. But we're taking the heat off you from over here. What is it exactly you need? I'm completely clueless about that. The other one is, I need intelligence data. I need intelligence. I'll stick with intelligence. I need intelligence data. And the intelligence data they're looking for is like, where are all the other ships? And there are, the role of the destroyer, one of the roles of the destroyer, is to go out and find those other ships and detect them, light them up, so that they show up on the minimap, so that the big ships can go and knock them down. Sink them. You sank my battleship. I've sunk a few battleships. Battleships are fun to sink. But when the destroyer, the game just starts and the destroyer isn't even really fully underway yet, and starts spamming, I need intelligence data. I need intelligence data every minute or so. It's like, dude, go out and look up stuff. Go find something. What do you expect from us? That's your job. So I'm really quite confused by a lot of that happens in the game. It's like, what are you people doing? Do I not understand the secret code language here? Is it like this? The language of flowers, and I don't understand what a peony means, or a white daffodil, or pink narcissus, or whatever the hell it is. I don't know. I need to check with some of my Royal Manticoran Navy people and talk to them about what the hell this means. It's like, what are they looking for? What do they want? Now, everybody to gather on them. Maybe it's just that they want everybody to gather on their side of the map. Come over here. Everybody come over here. Why? What are you going to do? In most of these battles, it's like zero coordination. It's like nobody in the beginning says, okay, here's what we're going to do, guys. Everybody on the right, go straight ahead. Everybody on the left, go to the middle. And we'll box them in. And then the guys on the right, push through to their backside and we'll put them in a pincher. Now, it's like, okay, let's start. Fair winds, following seas. Good luck, have fun. Yeah, what's on your brain? I do not understand this game at all. I do not understand it. It seems like there could be a fair amount of depth to it. But for the most part, people are just running around doing what they want. And it's semi-organized chaos. People who seem to have a clue tend to do things like two cruisers will team up with a battleship and maybe a destroyer, and they'll go wandering off trying to cut through the enemy lines and sink their shipping and stuff like that. Capture the key points. I don't know. It's puzzling. I'm not sure how much I like it compared to, say, you know, going back and playing Ark again. I was making progress since the last time I played Ark. Really need to turn my sprinklers back on. Grass is looking a little peaked. Maybe I'll do that today. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.